For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Capitals win game one at home over Montreal, 3-2 in overtime. There was a lot to like. Their top line was tremendous. Dylan Strome had 3 secondary assists. Anthony Beauvillier had a goal and an apple. Alex Ovechkin, multiple goals in a 3-point performance. And even without Marty Ferravari, who's going to be out for the whole playoffs, we know now, and banged up on the defensive end. I'm not quite sure how healthy John Carlson is. I'm going to be monitoring that. Alex Alexiev got knocked out of the game, lost a couple of teeth on a high stick late in the third period. I thought they were fairly buttoned up. They had problems clearing the puck at one point in the third period and kind of fell asleep at the wheel and got outshot substantially in the final 10 minutes. But they mostly dominated, and I think they answered the questions of how they played in the final 2 weeks. We heard ad nauseum. It's one and done. They're going to get eliminated. And who knows? Maybe they will. But it's not going to be because of the way they finished the season based on game one. They came out, they flew around, they were able to flip the switch that everyone said they wouldn't be able to flip.
And that was my concern. So to me, it wasn't the couple weeks where they're resting people. It's since Four Nations, where they were not the same team. Part regression, part injury, part not playing as well, part who knows, human nature, right? My question was, can you flip the switch? The answer is yes, they did. That's what I was concerned about. They did that. Now, if they lose this series, it's not going to be because of that. It's going to be because the fluky hockey bounce thing, or a puck ricochets 9 times, a Caps goal is disallowed because someone breathed wrong, or there's goalie tender interference because the rule says it has to go against the Capitals. That's hockey. That's normal. Hockey will happen, right?
This has always been my point. I'm not saying that they can't lose the series to Montreal. I don't do the 8 can't beat the one thing in this sport.
Because it happens. Yeah,
we've seen it happen to Washington when they were playing Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. But yeah, it happens semi-routinely. It's the most random of the postseasons. It is the least determinable by quality. What I mean by that is the teams and the quality of the players, the talent on the rosters, control the least about the outcome. And so weird things happen. And so that's kind of where I was with the whole momentum thing. Your point is a good one, because you have constantly said it's a much larger sample where they haven't played at the same level. Mm-hmm. I think it was a natural regression because they were
sure
playing at a level that they couldn't have sustained. But that was not really the DC-wide opinion. That might be how you felt. What was really being hit into the ground and the dead horse that was being beaten was basically that they looked like crap for a couple weeks at the end of the year. That their goal margin over that time, really from the OV chase on, they didn't play good hockey, and that they were not going to be able to just turn it back on. And they did, and they should get credit for that. I thought the first period, legitimately, Danny, was perfect.
Was as good as they've played forever, yeah.
If you could bottle that and just have it whenever you needed it, they'd win the Stanley Cup. I mean, it was that good. It was heavy. It was physical. And someone could say, are you kidding me? They were only up 1-0 on an OV blast from the point on the power play. It wasn't that great. Well, look at the scoring chances. Watch the game with your eyes. Mm-hmm. Look at the number of hits that rattled the boards, the physicality, the amount of flesh they took from Montreal, and the way those guys' heads were spinning. I mean, they completely had them on their heels. Don't you think it was like a boxing match where you talk trash for months going in, you think you're going to win, then you just get eviscerated in the first round. You're going back to sit down in your corner and you're going, oh, crap, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, I mean, Montreal deserves a ton of credit, by the way, for bouncing back and playing their best at the end of that game. And they're not going anywhere. They're pests, and they don't care that they don't quite belong with the number one seed. This is not easy. There's nothing – people are looking past. That's a mistake, too. But I guess my point is, my question was, do they have that gear? Is that something they can reach and access? Can they go and whatever analogy you want to use, flip the switch, go into the top shelf and grab down their A game that they haven't demonstrated for weeks, if not months at a time. And that was put to bed last night for me. So my answer is yes, I feel a lot better. Like, the fact that they showed that already, I understand momentum happens. I understand Montreal isn't going anywhere, and they're a pain in the butt, and the Caps are susceptible to, like every team is, moments of giving away a lead or an up and a down or a bad shift or a clear that doesn't work out or a soft goal or any of the other million things that happen over the course of a hockey game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The question that I had that I was going, I just haven't seen it. I am not confident. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I wasn't confident that they could sort of reach back in, turn this valve. It's like when you go in for the winter and you go, okay, we're turn off the outside hose, right? Because we don't want the pipes to freeze or whatever. And then there's a really balmy day and you go, oh, I need to use the hose. Will it turn on? Will it just work? I think it will. I hope it will, but I'm not sure. You know, not a great analogy, but that's kind of my point. Can they turn that valve on? And the answer is yes. I just saw them do it, and that's all I've been missing is seeing them do it, and they did it.
It was one of those games where when it's over, you can remember one or two moments for almost every player where they either had a golden chance or they did something really well. We talked about Ovi on the top line with multiple goals. Strome had three assists. Bevilier had 2 points and a goal. On the second line, I thought Pierre-Luc Dubois was tremendous defensively, had a bad penalty at the end of the game and that he was in the box at a time where you don't want him to be in the third period, but I didn't think it was a good call. Like, I can't get that mad at him for what was a ticky-tack penalty. Tom Wilson was so heavy and so physical early. He was running around just destroying people. Connor McMichael didn't finish either of his two opportunities, but rounding out the second round, he had two golden scoring chances from in tight, right on home plate, you know, in the crease. In the first, 90 seconds of the game? He had two near goals. Was it 2 minutes maybe at most? The third line. You know that in terms of expected goals last night, Andrew Mangiapane was third on the team. Behind Bevilier, one, and Ovechkin, two, it was Mangiapane next on the list.
How about that? Ahead of McMichael.
Which tells you that his offensive game was on point, that he had his chances. There was one near goal and a beautiful feed from Ryan Leonard. Just an awesome pass from little kid Leno.
I thought Leonard was good, too, by the
yes,
way, last night.
I did, too. I thought he was phenomenal. Didn't show up on the stat sheet, but he made a few tape-to-tape passes across the ice, you know, through the neutral zone, like from one end to the other, where you go, damn, he's smart. And I think the word that Al Kokin used on the show with us yesterday from City Tap House was he's instinctual, and you could just see it. When you sit in the arena and you see him going to the net when the puck's going to the point, like, he's so right. It's just a really smart hockey player. Lars Eller, who centers that third line, there was a shift where he had three huge hits. Most physical shift he's had as a Capital in either iteration. It was
so
wild to
see. I forget who Leonard passed it to. So I apologize. I apologize. But there was a move that Leonard made where he's from a dead stop, shakes a guy out of his shoes like a running back in the hole, kind of, zips past the dude below the end line, centers it perfectly for a golden scoring opportunity. Great play by the goaltender.
Was it the Mangiapane?
So, and I went, oh, all right. That guy's going to be a factor of the series.
Yeah.
Didn't, as you said, didn't end up on the score sheet. Very well could have. There are a few other plays, too, where one possession back was a little bit physical with a push, showed an explosion to you know, kind of trickle down the sideline, dumped it off to a teammate, and then immediately went to the front of the net. Pass wasn't able to connect, but it was like putting himself in the good spots.
He put Ivan Demidov on the ice with a nice little kind of hip check behind a play at one point in time as well. Did a little bit of everything. Fourth line, I thought, was very good. Dowd was noticeable. Brandon Duhaime was, I made him my third star of the game when we did that earlier today. I didn't notice Taylor Radish positively very much. He was in the box twice, once on a roughing and once earlier for the first penalty drawn against the Capitals in the game. I think that was in the first period. He would have been, if I had to say there was like a weak link on as far as the forwards went, maybe he would have been the guy. Defensively, I thought Roy was really good as a stay-at-home defenseman. Sandin had some good moments. Alexiev lost the teeth on the high stick that ended up not being a penalty. There was a moment where Trevor Van Riemsdyk completely laid out and blocked a shot with his stomach. That was amazing. Chychrun had, I think, four shots on net, was pretty active. Carlson didn't seem to be moving to me like he's completely healthy. I want to monitor that because, remember, he missed a couple games at the end of the year. But overall, I felt great about the game. And you mentioned Logan Thompson earlier. Could you have asked for any more out of LT? Coming back without having played in a while?
With that kind of rust?
Give me a break.
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.